Small arms and automatic gunfire echo across the banks of the Moy River inside Myanmar. A plume of dark smoke rising after an artillery strike. A few hundred meters away on the Thai side, a makeshift shelter for refugees who fled across the river. For the moment, they don't want to move too far away so they can monitor what's happening in their homes. But they can also hear the ferocity of the fighting.
In Myanmar, the situation is very bad. They're using helicopters to drop bombs. We had to run to survive. The children and the adults ran together to this side.
It's not safe to go home because there are planes overhead shooting. We don't feel it's safe to go back.
The border police in Thailand say the fighting broke out at dawn, as it has done for the last few days. The Thai military have returned fire on a number of occasions, just warning shots, they say. Some munitions have fallen on the Thai side. This farmer pointing out damage from shrapnel after several mortars fell in his fields. Those wounded in the crossfire have come across to Thailand for treatment, as have thousands of refugees, a number that's growing every day.
In the last two or three days, there have been serious clashes with planes attacking the villages, and there have been several wounded people crossing over the border to get treatment.
But Thailand is not keen to encourage people to cross.
This is one of the places where people have been coming across, but the Thai army have put razor wire all across the top of the bank of the river. But for the moment, they're pretty happy to stay over there, ready to come across the border if the fighting gets any closer.
Children play on the riverbank as the evening sets in. But the battles that are raging along the river between Myanmar's military and armed Karen groups shows no sign of letting up or letting them return home. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, on the Thai-Myanmar border.